The Rio Dell City Council met on Tuesday, April 7th for their regular session. The sparsely attended meeting began with a brief discussion of the proposed electric vehicle charging station to be installed by the Redwood Coast Energy Authority in the city parking lot. The city lot is located on Wildwood Avenue in the downtown area near the Pizza Factory and other stores. The lot is in need of significant improvements in order to make it usable for the EV station. It is also not currently accessible for the disabled, and the city projects the needed improvements will cost approximately $5,000. Councilmember Deborah Garnes expressed some concerns about the proposed location.
I think that we might be doing ourselves a disservice by putting that there, because even last year at the Wildwood Days during the rib cook-off, there were people who commented, and I was one of those people last year, who felt uncomfortable going back there to the barbecue.
Garnes addressed the safety and public image concerns as well.
The businesses, the chamber, I understand why it should be down there. I understand drawing people to it. I do understand that, and it makes sense. At the same time, though, if one person comes and they hit their telephone and says, "Yelp, this is a scary place," and then another person does it, then are we actually accomplishing what our goal is, that we're trying to get people to come here?
The estimated cost of repairs does not include lighting or any other measures that would address safety. The council asked City Manager Kyle Knopp to look into the possibility of adding lighting in the future. The council then voted to approve the current location as well as the needed improvements for paving and ADA compliance to the city lot. Rio Del Scotia Chamber of Commerce members then presented their ideas for signs directing people to the visitor center on the corner of Wildwood and Columbus Street. The proposal includes attaching the signs to the gateway Welcome to Rio Del sign as well as the newly installed welcome sign at the Eagle Prairie Bridge. Chamber member Tracy O'Connell then addressed the council with their proposed community survey, which is planned to be conducted online. Numerous questions are included about things such as what types of business residents would like brought into town, what activities should be available, and much more. The council approved accepting a bid of $19,800 from ABC Lyovan Drilling for digging at the Metropolitan Well Site monitoring wells. The city did not receive any bids or interest from contractors for the actual rehabilitation of the existing wells, which is the primary goal of the project. The city manager may now select a contractor for the work. The city hopes to have the Metropolitan Wells repaired and brought back online by the end of this year as a secondary water source. This summer is anticipated to be worse than last year, with river levels dropping even further and very little snowpack in the mountains to replenish the rivers. The State Water Control Board has already issued letters advising water districts of the likely event of water curtailment orders being issued. Rio Dell was under mandatory water rationing last summer due to curtailment orders and no secondary water source. The city is considering ways to celebrate the 50th anniversary of its incorporation at this summer's Wildwood Days. A first-person account of the early days of Wildwood, as Rio Dell had been known, was written by Julio Revai and is available at the Humboldt County Public Library. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at the riodelltimes.com. The next council meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.